Right. So on the line, we have Khalid Ghanam, who is a member of Socialist Alliance and a long-time activist for Palestine. Good morning, Khalid.
Good morning.
Right. So I guess the first question I think we want to talk about is what's sort of been in the news lately has been this recent sort of deal. In fact, I remember this deal has sort of been mentioned, was mentioned last year, kind of Trump's deal of the century. But it's, of course, it's gotten more specific details in sort of the past week. And what can you tell us about this new sort of Trump deal in terms of, and what does it mean for Palestine?
Well, first of all, it is not a deal. It is something from the American and Israeli to decide in behalf of the Palestinian. It is a new copy of the Balfour Declaration, where the imperialism want to force Palestinians to be outside their land. So it is not a deal. This is the first thing. So no one accepted from the Palestinian people, and they didn't talk with any Palestinian about it, and they don't want to do any peace process to negotiate what is the future between the Palestinian and Jewish in Palestine. They want just to make it what is the benefit of Israeli and America.
And what is sort of the, can you tell us a bit about the specifics of what the US is actually trying to impose on Palestine?
Well, they want to make a decision without any peace process. They want to take off around 40% of West Bank, and they want to take Jerusalem City, and they want to take all the weapon with Hamas and to make it like an unarmed area. And they don't want any refugee to come back to Palestine. And all the settlements in West Bank and Jerusalem, it will be part of Israel. And no border control for the Palestinian will be inside Israel as little contours, like it's, we don't have any independence. And one more thing is we cannot have any international economic deal without Israel permission. And they will give us extra area, not from Israel, no. We will occupy some area from the Bedouin and Egypt area. They will give it to us. But all these things will not happen because we know, like, it is all the political party in Palestine, Fatah and Hamas, they refuse this thing.
And what is sort of like, I guess, I mean, I'm interested in kind of hearing what is sort of the motivation from the US in terms of what they are hoping to get out of this in terms of their own foreign relations with Israel?
Okay. Now, it is more about the region as big things, like in the Middle East. After like finishing the ISIS propaganda, they want to make big align with the Gulf area and Israel and Egypt. But officially, nothing is mentioned like there is any change for the governments in Egypt or Gulf area. They are not supporting Palestine, or they are with this deal. Because Israel look to the peace as it is the security of Israel. It's not peace like how people can live together. And the Arab world, they don't want the security of Israel. They want to live in harmony in the region, and Israel is not looking for this point.
And what has you mentioned some of the responses of the Palestinian kind of political parties to this sort of deal. What has been kind of the response of the Palestinian community in terms of ongoing resistance against the Israeli occupation of Palestine?
Well, first of all, Israel and America look for the current occupation as what happened in year 2000 when the Israel army occupied the Area A, which is the city like Ramallah, Nablus, and this city. And they said, we will go out of this. But but we want them to go out all of all West Bank, not just the Area A. This is the word current occupation. You hear it a lot in American media, which is not like something we accept. And we will have like a seminar talking in La Kimba Monday night. It will be in Arabic, and we are trying to prepare for a rally in Sydney to protest against this deal.
And what are there kind of any more kind of other comments you would like to make about these sort of recent developments in Palestine?
For sure, like I want to mention that they are looking for these things as like Israel is a Jewish state, and they no one talk about the Palestinians. There is around 1 million Palestinians live in Israel. They want them to be like unknown, without any right, living inside Israel. We will add for them around 400,000 Palestinians live in Jerusalem area. They will be like a second class citizen in Israel. No one talk about them. And they don't mention what will happen for 6 million Palestinians who are refugees outside Palestine and their right of return. What will happen for them? We need to take action, big action for this thing.
Hmm. Hey, Zane, do you have a question you'd like to ask?
No, thank you very much. Thank you.
Khaled, before you go, I'm just interested. My understanding is that this sort of, if Palestine signed onto this deal, it would just sign over huge amounts of land that has been gradually taken by Israel over the last sort of 60 years since al-Nakba. It would kind of sign it over. It would set it in concrete. This now officially belongs to Israel. Can you comment on the scale of that, like the amount of Palestinian land, even the whole place, Israel, Palestine, it all used to be Palestine. But even looking at the 1948 borders, how much of that land has been gradually illegally occupied by Israel?
Well, if you want to talk about occupied, it is all occupied. Mm. Israel army everywhere. Mm. But if you want to talk about the settlement area, I like to call it the colonizing area where the settlers live, it is 40% of West Bank and it is 60% of Jerusalem area. And this is not something legally they buy. They want to say, like, if we buy something, it will belong to us. But we know that Israel, like they are occupying this area, and they need to go out of it. So we cannot say, like, this is something we negotiate for it and we give it for them. No one will say this thing.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, but, like, if we can talk about it in specific, like, for Oslo Accord, it took 2 years to build this accord. But now Americans, they don't want any peace process. They want to force Palestinians to accept something because they look to the Palestinians as they are weak and they can accept it. But in the other side, Netanyahu, he's not elected and his government is like corrupted, and they have the third round of election next month. And so far, like everyone saying, he's not doing good for the Israeli people. So I don't think there is anyone ready in Israel to make any negotiation with Palestinians now because they are busy with the election. So without peace process, without sitting in the table and negotiate everything, we cannot have any deal. So that I'm saying this deal is something like a new bill for declaration. It is from power-like imperialism, like American, give it for Jews, like, and this is unfair for the Palestinian people and the Arab world.
Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump is just a massive fraud once again, saying he's going to negotiate.
Well, you talk about it, you can see what's going on with what he's doing with the Jordanian border. How many times Israel attacked Syria and Iraq last year? It was more than 1,000 times Israel attacked like area in Syria and Iraq. You can see the area in Egypt, how many people is now in jail in Egypt and because of Israel saying they need security. Looking to the beast, it is just security. It is very bad because it's something like, yeah, you are dealing with army. We need to deal people to people. If we are not dealing people to people, it will be very hard to deal. Israel always look for us as they are high class and we are low class. This is cannot be happening to solve any problem. And what's going on recently about finding the natural gas in East Mediterranean Sea, and they want to steal the Palestinian natural resources, where everyone's saying this will give Palestine, especially Gaza, a lot of money to rebuild itself. They want to steal this. So they don't want to deal with any Arab world, even something like Sisi in Egypt. They don't want to deal with them about the future of the Israel economy. They want to deal with Cyprus and Greece, and they want to steal the natural gas from Lebanon border and Egypt, and also Palestinian and Jordan. They don't want to be part of our area. They are just imperialism. They want to steal our resources and our land and try to slave our people. So that we cannot accept anything from this.
And Khaled, you're talking about increasing Israeli incursions into Jordan and Syria. Do you think that Palestine is the thin edge of the wedge, as it were, and that Israel has longer-term plans to kind of continue expanding further and further, not just trying to conquer more of Palestine, but also expand into other parts of the area?
For sure. For sure. Hmm. They are controlling the area. Like in southern Lebanon, it's very dangerous to have any economic activities because Israel military force is all around there. And in Jordan, what they call it, the Valley of Jordan, it's very very unsafe. And there is half of Sinai in Egypt. It's empty because Israel is security. And Israel trying to say we will help the Arab people fighting Iran, and this is untrue. This is untrue because all the Arab region know Israel is an enemy of the Arab world because no, they are not dealing even with Saudi Arabia or Gulf area. They are not dealing as a friend. They are part of our enemy. And I cannot see in the future anything more than united between Palestinians. Last Tuesday morning, Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, called President Mahmoud Abbas and tell him we need to be united more. And Mahmoud Abbas said, we are supporting Gaza and supporting Hamas, and we need to be united against this like massive problem we are facing from the American imperialism and Zionist movement in America. And we know that, like, talking about Netanyahu and what he's doing, he wants to make deal with Fatah so Hamas will be angry from Fatah, or make deal with Hamas so Fatah will be angry from Hamas. This deal to divide the Palestinian leadership, it will not work because Palestinians are aware what is the enemy. The enemy is Israel. And when they want to make peace, they want to give us some trust. They want good future for the Palestinians, good future for our people. And most of things, Jerusalem must be part of Palestine, and it is our like historical capital. And all the refugees must return to Palestine. We will not accept anything without the return of refugees. Hmm. Refugee is the main issue for Palestine. We cannot accept that there is around 10 million Jews all around the world. They have the right to go back to Israel, while the Palestinian refugee who is living in around historical Palestine in the refugee camp, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan, they are not allowed even to visit Palestine.
Hmm. Yeah, it's a complete double standard.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm. Hi, we might conclude this interview, Khalid. Do you have any like sort of final comments you'd like to make? Upcoming protests coming up?
How can people get involved and support?
We will try as Socialist Alliance to be the one who will do the rally for this protest. I talked with the Fatah leader, Qaranouh, at morning, and I asked him if there is anything to protest against this deal, and he said, if you start with it, we will be with you. Because they are not organizing anything yet, and they are waiting the left parties to organize something from the socialist movement. So we need to do it. They said, we need to support the Palestinian community more than Palestinian community supporting themselves. We need to do the rally. We need to announce the rally, and then they will come with us.
All right. Well, yeah. Everyone, keep your eye out for Palestine solidarity rallies in the coming period as people push back against this grubby and disgusting deal.
We will try to do it next week. Within next week, we'll try to do it.
Word. All right. Well, thanks heaps for speaking with us this morning, Khalid.
Thank you very much for your time.